Nigerian students who want to escape poverty can learn science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, for the cost of 100 naira, or about 25 cents a day. Faridat Bakare is a 12-year-old student at NOSC Secondary School in Abuja. She started in the school in 2020, a year after it opened. She wants to be an engineer. In a technical lab at the school, she shows a design for a solar-powered car made from cardboard for her class project. "I want to become an electrical engineer who works with robots and solar panels and all the connections of all the snap circuits and things like that," said Bakari. She lives with her mother and four siblings in a poor neighborhood in Abuja. NOSC School runs largely on donations. The school currently has 82 students, but is expanding each year. School officials visit each family to establish whether they can pay for the cost of education. The amount could be as high as $159 for a term. Irene Bengwell, the founder of NOSC, is a former teacher. She said the idea of a science high school for poor children came to her 8 years ago. At the time, she took her child to a hospital and heard a cleaner there telling another patient that her young daughter was also a cleaner instead of being in school. Bengwell added, "When we decided to run the NOSC school, we had to ask ourselves, what kind of education does a poor man's child need to break out of poverty?" She says she plans to set up more such schools in Nigeria. At least 10.5 million children in Nigeria do not attend school. The United Nations said in January that is the highest rate in the world. Most affected are girls, children with disabilities, and those from poor families. Students at NOSC spend 75% of their time studying STEM. When they finish their studies, each student has to develop a design of something they can use or continue to develop after school. For the cost of 25 cents a day, students are given clothes, books, and food. Fawzat Bakari is Faridat's mother. She believes her daughter's education at NOSC will help the family. "I believe that she will wipe away my tears. All my suffering will end through her," Bakari said from her home, as she selected cassava, a local vegetable, to sell at a market. I'm Susan Shand.